Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is Little Hank from Wild Tribe Society. And we're starting off another Monday with one of our meetings here. And I'd like to do an assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on what you say. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the light, and I will get what I want, okay? So, the question on the board is, why do we need our own society? That's a good question, you know? First, before we get into that particular question, let's start off with, are we under a society now? And why are we not getting the benefits that we need from this society? Okay? We're going to start with the Constitution. The Constitution is a trust instrument, okay? And this is a society that was set up by President Hanson and them back in the day. And it was stolen by George Washington and them. And they went to war with Britain, lost the war. So as a result, this society became a colony of Britain. If you Google who owns the society, it will tell you Britain owns the U.S. and the Americas. That's what they call it. Those little islands and stuff that we have under our control, although they don't have a right to vote for presidency. You know what they call it? Taxation without representation is tyranny. Yeah, well, they're committing tyranny on our little small island, like the Philippines and all that, you know. Even Puerto Rico don't have much say so what's going on in the little island, you know. So we have to adjust ourselves accordingly, you know. Now, if you are a United States citizen in this government, then you are actually a trustee. So basically, what's going on? You're actually a trustee, and the trustees control the trust. That's how it works. This is why I want you to study under USEF, so that you know how to deal with trust, you know, so that you know exactly what's going on and why your vote is so important, why your vote is so important, you know? Now, as a trustee, it's incumbent upon you to run the society. And this is what you have to understand. You basically are in a position to help form, to help shape the United States of America. So what you need to do is realize that that's the position that you're in and that's what you have. You're able to... it's been a long day. You're able to have some type of say-so in who actually runs and who shapes this thing, you know? But you have to remember that the crooks stole the society, and the crooks have been running it for a minute, you know? We went to war against the crooks to take back the society in the Civil War. That's what that was all about, Abraham Lincoln and the Creole. Abraham Lincoln tried to set you up with society, with the Freedmen's Bureau and all that, but the evil ones, the ones that stole the society, wasn't having it. So they killed him and pushed you out of the congressional seats that you had and put you back on the plantation. I'm just running this by you so you understand what happened and what's going on out there, you know. also, I'd like to make an announcement that your packages are either in the mail or being prepared. Now, we have some people tracking some of the packages because they're not getting there fast enough. It seemed to take them a little while to get there. I don't know what's happening with the post office. Trump done screwed that. He screwed up every doggone thing. But we're working it out. The next package is send them out through UPS. That might get a little better. You know, UPS come by and pick them up. Anyway, that's what's going on right now in the United States of America. You are under a society, living under a society. and you have the methodology or the means to kind of shape the society into what you want and to help form it, you know. Now, as black people in this society don't really have our best interests at heart because they want to maintain the white tribes. The white crooks want to maintain their control over the society. You have a lot of people, children have grown up. Okay, they're starting to get information because of the internet. They can Google information and find out different things. So they're beginning to realize what's going on, you know. But you have to realize what's going on as well. You have to kind of wake up, smell the coffee. In fact, we need to wake up and drink the coffee. Smell the coffee and go, how about it? You know what I mean? So, so the question on the board is, why do we need our own society? Well, a society is a group of people working together for a common cause, right? And our common cause should be freedom, justice, equality, and how to set up food, clothing, shelter, and security for ourselves. And that's what we need to do, you know? The society is set up pretty good. The problem is a lot of you don't have your book. It's one of the scriptures, complete volume. And it takes almost 4 or 5 days to make up your package, you know, because everything is designed just for you. So when you send your money in, the package is not going to get the book in about a week because everything is designed just for your tribe, just for your people, you know. Now, we had good reports that some of the packages aren't getting there, so we gave we're tracking them now, trying to see where they're at and how come they haven't arrived yet, so forth and so on, you know. But, so we're working on different things. we're like 17 minutes into the broadcast. It's not bad. Okay. So what I'm going to do at this particular point, all right, I'm going to keep explaining why we need our own society, all right? Now, this is what you're establishing. Once you send your money order in, you join our society. You're joining a group of people that have the same things in common, you know? freedom, justice, and equality. And this society is set up a little different because a lot of people get in a little rank and they become president and rank president and all that stuff and go see here, they get power hungry and they think they're supposed to be your slave masters. Well, we don't want to trade one slave master for another, and that's what we have been doing. White slave master, we've been trading black slave master for a white slave master. And that's not helping us. Excuse me, my phone went silly, okay. And that's not helping us at all. So, for some reason, my phone doesn't stop charging again. Just crazy on nights that we're supposed to be meeting and doing stuff. Things start happening to the phone. Okay, so so we're going to keep going here. We're going to keep explaining about the society and stuff like that here. Now, in the society, you're looking for a tribe society. We don't want to say 5 tribes. We deal with Black Lives Matter. All 5 tribes are out there to keep protesting, you know? We done been through a tumultuous time here in this country with slavery and the way they've been treating us, the way we've been treated now, still kind of like going on. But at least you found out that if you participate through the vote, you can sort of shape what's going on in this society, you know, and that's what you want to do. You really want to shape what's going on in the society. And we need our own society because we need control we need control over what we're doing. And that's what freedom is. It's something that we must realize. Freedom means control. And you have to stop and ask yourself, what type of control do I have over my life, the food? Well, food could go to the shelf. What kind of control do I have on those three things? All right? You have to begin to ask yourself questions about your life, you know. The big boys, you know, the 1%, their children have trust funds. So that they don't have to struggle to go to college and things of that nature. But you have to ask yourself, do you have trust funds? What kind of security do you have for your children for the next, what? Let's say just for the next five generations. Reagan and them, he announced that they plan for their children 10 generations ahead. So what will your children have for the next five generations, you know? We don't plan ahead like that, and that's why you need your own society. Now, the purpose of this society is to give you control, to give you control over a group. So that you can plan, you can make changes, you can do whatever you want to make this group do what it's supposed to do. That's what the society is all about. That's what the society is for, okay? Now, we went through what type of society that you're under and how it works. And they don't tell you these things because they don't want you to figure it out, you know? You're under a trust instrument. I just hope you have been studying yourself out about trust and trust instruments. The Constitution is the trust instrument. This is why they have to take an oath to follow the Constitution. Okay, they don't tell you about indenture agreements and all that, and they have to follow the Constitution. Now, the trust, only the trustees can vote to make changes in this trust, in this society. I'm relating the country to you as a trust so that you can better understand what's going on and what you're under and why you need your own society, okay? Now, in this society, you vote for trust managers. That would be your politician. You vote for them to manage the trust for you. Okay? That's what you're doing. So those of you who do not vote, you're giving up your chance to shape, okay, how this society functions, how this society works. This is one not what they're telling you. Now, the Elohim Five Tribes is a trust, okay? The indenture agreement locks you into a tyrannical scripture's complete volume, which is 300 pages. In that book, everything that you need to run this society is in that book. How to conduct meetings, the Constitution is in the book. Everything is in that book, you know? And that's the problem that I'm having right now, too, is that it's taken too long for the books to get to the people. We have people tracking books now, trying to figure out where the doggone packages are, you know? And it's sort of driving me crazy because we don't control the post office or UPS places. Well, you know, Donald Trump done screwed up the post office. We got a hand up. Let's see. Let me bring you in. 0995, your mic is open, you're on the air. You have a comment or a question about something?
I'm listening to everything, and I just wanted to let you know the rustling, something is rustling in the background, and I want to hear the information, and I'm missing some of the information by, like, the rustling or something. But some sound in the background.
Maybe
they're moving around or something.
Yeah, you're breaking up a little bit, so it's hard to hear what you're saying.
I was saying, like, maybe something in the background that I'm missing some of the information. I was just trying to let you know that.
Okay. Oh, you're hearing something from me in the background?
Yeah, and I'm, or maybe like moving around or something, and I'm missing some of the information. I just wanted to call and let you know.
Okay, thank you. Let me see here. Okay, well, I'm going to leave your mic open, so if you want to jump back in, let me know. Did that solve the problem? Can you hear me clearer now?
I kind of do, yeah.
Okay. I'm not sure what's causing the problem. I was on the station the other day. They were saying they were hearing stuff too. Okay, if it happens again, just give me a shout. Your mic is out. Your mic will stay open, so just give me a shout if it happens again. Okay, once again, I've been explaining this society based on the society that you're living in to make it easier for you to understand. And if you've been listening to Yusef L. and his 3-hour webinar, you have a better understanding of what I'm talking about, okay? This country that you're in, this is a society, this is a trust, and we're setting up our own trust so that we can control what happens, what go on, who's on first hold, and what's going on with the society. In the society that you're joining, all right, there's no presidents, vice presidents, there's no committees, none of this stuff to slow us down as to when we're trying to do something, when we're trying to do stuff to make money for the beneficiaries. Now, the object of this society is control. We want to control things that's going on in the society, and we want to make money for each other. That's what it's all about. We want to work together to figure out how we can get paid. That's what it's all about. Because if you ain't making no money, what's the point? You know, if you're not making money to pay your bills and electric and all that kind of stuff, what's the point? And that's what this is all about. This is society designed to put money in your pocket. Okay. Now, first, let's talk about the money making venture. Once you sign up, you automatically enroll into the money making venture. You only put $10. Of your $100 donation into the Money Making Venture, and that enrolls you in the Money Making Venture. Now, how the Money Making Venture works, whatever you put in for 1 year, and after 1 year, you get 100% interest on your money. You got money in the bank for years, and they only give you 2%. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to be our own bank. Somebody asked that question the other day. Well, who holds the money? And we're going to be our own bank, you know? And eventually, as a society, we're going to have to buy a building with a vault in it, like some of the brothers that did up here in Philadelphia. They bought a building that used to be a bank and has their own vault. So, and also, once you sign up, you get a gold certificate that's redeemable upon demand. All right, it's backed by gold. In other words, we have our own money. That's what I'm saying. So we're really setting up just what the United States is, except we're not going to be voting for the trustees to manage the trust. Not no particular trustee to manage the trust. We have to manage the trust ourselves, all right? I'm just going to run by a little bit. Since you said I was breaking up, I want to make sure that this information gets out because it's important. Right now, the United States of America is a trust, and the trust instrument is the Constitution. And the people you're voting for are trust managers. They're here to manage the trust, okay? That's why they have to take an oath to follow the Constitution. Our trust agreement is the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, 300 pages, okay? And that's what you have to follow according to the indenture agreement, all right? Also in the indenture agreement, once you become a trustee of this society, you're not liable for the actions of the trust. just like when the trust managers do something in the name of a trust, okay, they can't personally come to you and hold you liable. Well, like when Trump and the boys shot that guy in Iran, they can't come to you and say, well, you're an American citizen, so you're a trustee, so we're holding you liable for killing so-and-so, so-and-so. They can't hold you liable because the trustees aren't liable for what the trust does. They're going to come from. So we're putting it in the same category. If we as a trust, let's say we buy some property and something goes wrong, they can't come to you personally and hold you personally liable for whatever happens, for whatever the trust decides to do, okay? That's how this works. Nor your beneficiaries. Now, the way the whole thing works, now, this is how the society works. We're doing it at, we only started this a month ago, so we're doing it at 20 people intervals. That's why I'm telling people to get those money orders in here, because the first 20 people, that's where we lock it in. We lock it in at 20 people, and then we set up another group of 20 people. But the first 20 people, here's how this thing works, right? We purchase property, all right? We make at least $20,000 off the property, which is very easy to do, okay? I'm in the property right now. It's very easy to do. And each person, right, each one of the 20 people gets you get what they call we open up an account. We're the bank. So we open up an account in your name, and you have a loan of $1,000, all right? Now, you haven't put up, the only thing you put up so far is $100. The thing costs nothing so far, because the society's job is to make you money, not the other way around. We're not bloodsuckers, so we're not asking you for dues and all that stuff because we don't need it. If we're a society, we're supposed to be making money where you can, we're supposed to be making money for its members. That's how this works. You know where I'm coming from? Now, once we get the first line of credit, which is $1,000 per member, which is $20,000, then we purchase another property, all right? And the second property pays for the line of credit that we gave up for the first time, all right? And now you have $1,000 that go that's set up in your name. It's not a line of credit. It goes in as a deposit that you've made in the society, okay? Now, what we're instructing people to do with that second $1,000 is not draw down on that. You can draw down on this money if you want. You can draw $100, $200, whatever you need, and it's money that you don't have to pay back. But we're kind of instructing you not to pay down on that money, on that second $1,000. What we're asking you to do is to leave the $1,000 in the bank. And now when we purchase the next property, okay, then that $1,000 stays in the bank, but now we send you a money order for $1,000, okay? Now, that you can keep, do whatever you want, or based on how you decide, we have to make certain decisions ourselves. You can leave that in the bank too, and then if you need money, now you can draw down on that money. The second $1,000 is what you will be able to draw down on. All you have to do is call in and send a written notice of how much you want to draw down on, and we will send you a money order. It's just like going to the bank, getting when you go to the bank and you put your little debit card in there, you know. Now, eventually we'll set up our own Visa card so that you have, we'll put the money right on the Visa card. So you can go and use it or not use it or whatever you're trying to do, okay? This is what we're doing. We're setting up our own society. We're becoming our own bank. I said, wait a minute, can we do that? Yes, we can, because we're in the private sector now. We're not in the public sector. We're in the private sector. So this is how the this is how the society works, right? Now, if you have money in the bank with the society, and you decided to say, well, I want to transfer some of this money into the money-making venture. You can transfer money into the money-making venture, but it has to stay there for 1 year. Now, if you have money, just like you have money, you have money in the bank that's been sitting there for a minute, not gaining no interest, you know. So what you do, you leave that money there for a year. Let's say, well, I'm going to take one of those $1,000 and put it in the money-making venture. Well, in 1 year, you get that $1,000 plus another $1,000 back. And as we begin accumulating money, making more and more investments, then you'll be getting more money. Now, you have to keep in mind, according to the our trust indenture, the money that you're collecting is for the beneficiaries, which are the children. That's what the money we're collecting. And you take a stipend for managing the children's trust fund. Nice words, huh? We're setting up trust funds for the beneficiaries, for the children, so that our children will have trust funds and have money to go to college and all that kind of stuff. This is what we're doing. And the society will be gaining money, so you'll have money in the society. Let's say, well, I only got $3,000 set up in a society, but I need to borrow $15,000 on the potential income coming from me managing a beneficiary's account, and because I want to purchase some property personally for myself. Do you know what I'm coming from? Now, we are a bank. So we can give you the loan of $15,000, $20,000, whatever you're trying to do, to go buy property personally for yourself. Now, we have to set up a certain my phone is not talking anymore. So we have to set up certain hold on for a second. Right? Unbelievable. Okay, there we go. So we have to set up certain conditions on what's going to happen with the money. But you got to remember, you're in control. The thing that the 1% is trying to do, as hard as they can, is to try to keep you from being in control of your lives. That's what they're trying to do, you know. This is why on Sunday we teach from the Bible as a code book, not a religious book, all right? Because the Bible tells you that you are a God. That's what it tells you. And God needs to be in control of what's going on. And so the churches tell you, all the churches you go to, God is in control. You're not in control of your life. You're not in control. You want to know which God is in control? Follow where the money's going. And that's which God is in control of your life. You know what I mean? Once you get involved with all these churches and the way they run these churches. I'm going to be talking about them like a dog because this is a non-leadership-based organization. So once the leaders get wind of what's going on over here, oh, they're going to come after this. We don't need them. We don't need a Joel Olson or Claire Fodala or TJ. We don't need these type of people no more because you have to run your own lives. You have to be in control, and that's what's going on in this society. That's why there's no presidents, no vice presidents, and none of that. Now, if you have a question or a comment, all you got to do is press 1. Now, 0995, I got your mic open, so if you want to make another comment, you can just jump in and start talking. Everybody else, just press 1 and let me know that you have a comment or something to say, and and I'll open up your mic and you can make a comment. Now, I've only scheduled 1 hour for the talks because you don't have your books. So it's going to be hard to keep up without having the Toronto Exclusion Free volume with you. So those of you who have pledged to be a part of the society, you need to send your $100 money order in as soon as you can. Because like I said, when we get the first 20 people, that's going to be a cutoff point. And then we're going to start building for the next 20 people. But the first 20 people, when that $1,000 come around, it goes into those first 20 people's accounts. All right? And the $100 that you sent in, gets you the information. Now, this is what you're going to be getting when you send $100 in. You're going to get 10 CDs. All right, that's what you get. You get 10 CDs. You get, I think it's 5 books. You get a T-shirt. You get a certificate, a $10 certificate for the Money Making Venture, and you get a $10 certificate for gold. And you get a hat. We're having trouble with the cups. I won't get a cup right now. And we're supposed to get 10 pies, but we haven't made the pies because of the coronavirus situation. And, well, because of the coronavirus situation. So once they get that under control a little bit, then we'll be sending you pies as well. So this is what you get when you send $100. And you're buying the books and the information. And the information is designed for you and your tribe. So each book will have your name on it, your beneficiaries. Now, only your beneficiaries will be in your book. I was thinking about the trustees who understand and could send a letter and a request information on the beneficiaries, but I don't think that's a good idea. I think it'd be better if they send a letter and find out who all the trustees are. If you're a trustee in good standing, you can get the information of the trustees, but not the information on the beneficiaries, because the beneficiaries are the trustees' children. And we don't want everybody knowing who's everybody's children is and all that. So that's not a good idea as I'm thinking about it. So if you want information on the trustees and a list of who all the trustees are, you can get that if you're a trustee in good standing. But as far as the beneficiaries, unless you change your mind and decide we want to know who the beneficiaries are too, we're not going to be giving you a list of the beneficiaries. So when you do get your book, with the indenture agreement and all that stuff in it, and a 300-page book, your children, the beneficiaries that you submit when you submit your donation of $100, the beneficiaries will be only your beneficiaries will be listed in your book and not anybody else's book, and that's basically how that's going to work for now. But remember, you have the ability to control what's going on in the trust through the vote. That's why I'm taking one to great pains. Those that are here, I want to thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate it that you're calling in to find out about what's going on with your society. Okay. Now, why we need a society, that was a question on the board. And this country that you're in is a society that you have limited control over as a trustee. You are a trustee in this government, okay? And that's what's going on right now. This is why you have the right to vote. And you will be a trustee in this society. So you will have the right to vote on the different issues that come up. And if you feel as though something needs to be changed in a society, you don't have to go through a whole bunch of mucky muck. All you have to do is make it known that you want something changed, and then we get together and have a vote on it. But a lot of things have to be decided by yourself. What we're doing, we're eliminating your crutch. There ain't going to be no president that you can blame things on. There ain't going to be no vice president, no first, second, third presidents and all that kind of stuff. That's not going to happen. You are in control of this society once you join, and that's what's going on. So you'll be able to change things, move things around. If you're having trouble with the way the bank is running, you know, you can say something. I don't know why people are calling me. I wonder if I gave up the wrong number. You'll have control over everything. We're teaching some of the lessons. Freedom means control. Okay, think about your life, think about your society, and think about what you have control over in this society. You don't have too much control over anything. And that's what's going on. I hope you can hear me okay now. Well, she hasn't said anything, so I guess we're okay. You don't have, the only control you have is through that vote. And when these trustees of this society talk about, well, I don't vote. Well, That's a problem. Just like somebody called in last week and they asked me what's more important, the money or the vote. Well, money is important. So, but why would you give up something that's so important for something less important? So if you, whatever you're buying is more important than the money. That's what you need at that particular time. So, yeah, the vote is more important than the money. And some people realize how important, how valuable the vote is. You couldn't buy their vote. I don't care how much money you gave them, because they know that the vote is more important than the money. So you, as trustees, once you send your donation in and you get the information, this is what's the only thing that's slowing the society down right now is that the people that have pledged to be a part of the society, some of you haven't sent your donations in, and you don't have the book. So it's hard for you to keep up because you don't know what's in the book. The book's got pretty much everything in it that you're going to need to set up your business personally, your own personal business, how to run your own personal business, how to conduct meetings and all that. Now, what I'd like is that I was dealing with one national secretary, right? But because we need minutes are the lifeblood of the society. We have to have those minutes because when we decide, we're waiting on a 98 number now so that we can actually set up a bank account with a bank if you want to. The phone's in, so that's pretty much your decision. But like I'm saying right now, we actually don't need to deal with the bank. We can become our own bank. Okay? I have people in mind to help keep records and all that. Now, well, I did accounting myself, so I can keep some of the records myself. But it's your society to run, you know? And it's the society's job, okay? This is very important. It's the society's job to put money in your pocket. And we want to get out of this job, I need a job mindset. What you need is economics. Economics is somebody working and paying you. We want to take the money that society is going to be making, and we're going to put the money to work. And we're going to let the money pay you. That's why the first 20 members, after we get everything set up, they will get $1,000. Each of the first 20 members will get $1,000 put in their name on the account as a loan as we go forward to purchase the property to make more money so that they can make more money for the beneficiaries. It's all about making money for your children, you know. I think I can only got about a few minutes left here. This society is about making money for the beneficiaries. We want your children to have trust funds. That's what's going on right now. You see what I'm saying? The 1%, all their children, they got trust funds. See, now this society that we're in don't pay taxes because we're on the private side, not the public side, okay? U.S. trustees will not be held liable for the actions of the trust. It's written up in your indenture agreement. Also, the society will not be held responsible for your personal liabilities. You know, so that works both ways. So if you go out here and do something stupid, well, the society's not liable for it. Although you can call in from the you can call into the society if you need help. You know, it's like if one of my children get something happened to one of my little ones. But yeah, I put up the money to help them out. You know what I mean? Even though I'm not liable to, you know, well, I'm not. You know how they go. But I will put up the money to get my children out of trouble. So if you're in trouble, that's what the society's for. If you're a member in good standing, so I urge all those, now all of my children, I mean, I sent their little donation in because, you know, I'm going to make sure all my children will sign up in this. You know, I'm saying the first 20 people. So we have enough. We have 20 people have pledged already. I'm just waiting on the donations to come in so I can start working on their packages and get things set up for them. We are having a little trouble with the post office, okay? So we have people now tracking the packages, trying to find out where they are, because people haven't gotten their package. The post office is moving kind of slow these days. The next packages I sent out, I'm going to send them to the UPS and see if that might be a little better, okay? But this is what's going on. This is why you need your own society. A society is a government, man. This society is a newly formed government. That's what it is, okay? Now, you're saying, well, how is this a government? It's a trust. The government is a trust. I see we have a few people that chimed in late. If you have a comment or a question, just press 1, and I'll open up your mic and you can ask me, okay? Because we want to be interactive. I didn't really intend to be talking just for a whole hour, but there's so much to say, I can do that. So, okay, there we go. We got, 5828. Let me open up your mic. Okay, 5828. Your mic.
Your mic.
Brother
Sadiki.
I'm doing just fine, hey, how you doing, brother? What's going on, you know? Just chiming in on time,
Being black is what's up. So,
Do you have a comment?
I was just wondering, how does the society becomes a government? How do you expand on that? What identifies that? Because I know society has several different things that run it.
Okay. Well, the society runs off of rules. Okay, rules and regulations. Now, the society is set up. Society is set up as a trust. The government, the trust instrument, is what you pledge to follow. Just like all of the politicians pledge to follow the Constitution. The Constitution is the trust instrument that they have to follow. Now, if they don't follow the Constitution, you can take them to court. Just like as society members, okay, because the society is registered. So as a society member, if we don't follow the Tyrannical Scriptures complete volume, and where we're making money for the trustees, you can take this society to court. You follow what I'm saying? And what the judge is going to do, he's going to read the indenture agreement to see if you have is there any validity to your complaint. So that's what the government is. The government is a society based on
the
rule,
based
on the rule of law, and the rule of law is the trust instrument that the society is pledged to follow. In America, the trust instrument is the Constitution. I'm relating everything to the United States so that you can better understand how a trust works and what a trust is. You know. So this is how you become a government. We have our own coat of arms. We have our own rules. We're going to become our own bank. You know what I mean? And that's what's going on. I don't know how else to relate that. You know, we're going to have to set up our own military or security. We're going to have to set all that up ourselves. Let me see. We got about, 8-10 minutes here, something like that here. So while you're on the line, we're planning on going to Africa in July. So some of the things that you're going to need to go to Africa, maybe Brother Sadiki can let you know about some of those things. But did I answer your question about how you become a government? Yeah, we are a government.
Yeah.
That's what we are. We are actually right now a government, but we have to function as a government. We have to follow the indenture agreement, which is the Tyrannical Scriptures Complete Volume, which is 300 pages. And that's my problem right now. The donations are coming in kind of slow, although we're getting the donations in. But they're still, I want to get them faster so we can get these books to you, so you can start reading these books and study so that we can be on the same page, okay? So you want to, I'm hearing you got a lot of noise in your background.
Malika.
Okay. There we go. So what I'd like for you to do is tell them a little bit about what they're going to need to make this trip with us in Africa in July.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing besides what, well, yeah, it's something. You're going to need a passport. That's one thing, a validated passport. Where you at least had at least within 6 months before you travel to be valid, you know. There's no vaccines that's needed to be able to enter the country. There's no COVID test that's required as of at this point. There's no COVID test that's required to enter the country. You can be, you know, you're going to need a visa, which you can be able to get the visa there at the airport. All American citizens are, you know, granted a visa upon arrival. So it's normally $100 for your visa. They will test you for your heat, your temperature, you know, with a heat laser thermometer. It's nothing really else that's necessary that you have to have besides have some dollars in your pocket, so you can be able to pay for your own hotel and your the transportation, which, you know, everything is self financed.
You said something. You said we have to have the passport 6 months valid before we leave.
No, your passport has to be at least 6 months, before it expires.
Oh, okay.
It can't be in a time frame of like it's 2 months before it expires or 4 months before it expires.
Okay.
You can't. It's got to be. You have to renew your visa, your passport prior to that time.
Okay.
That's what I meant. Yeah,
okay. So I was like, wait a minute. If I need 6 months before I can go, I'm in trouble.
Yeah, no, that's what I meant, before your passport expires.
Okay. And we're going to Tanzania?
Yeah, Tanzania, Zanzibar. Come back to Tanzania, which is the entrance city that we're going to come into is Dar es Salaam. Then we're looking to go to Mbeya, which is going to take a flight. We're going to have to take a flight to get to Mbeya because the flight is bus transportation to get to Sumbawanga, which is another one, our main stop. Is you know, it's like an 18-hour bus ride, and I wouldn't subject anyone to that kind of long ride. So, you know, the plane is only takes an hour and a half to get to Mbeya, which hopefully we can be able to secure a van or maybe even a bus to be able to get us to Sumbawanga, which will take us at least. On a bus is going to take us at least 6 hours to get to Sumbawanga.
Okay.
Is our port location. So hopefully we can get other transport like a van or something, so it can be more of a comfortable ride.
Okay. So
in each one of these locations.
So we need to start working on those visas right now. Maybe we don't have your visas. They say it takes
30
days with the coronavirus. No talent. So January the 1st, make sure you're in that place to get your visas. To make sure that you have your passports. I'm sorry. To make sure you have your passports. Start working on your passports right now. And
right.
And you can buy land and stuff in Tanzania.
The negotiation would have to be through, that, you know, no person who's not a citizen of Tanzania is allowed to own land. And if you do get land from a business perspective, you can you'll lease it for like 99 years. So if we were able to establish a business structure from here to there, then we can probably and have some kind of industry which we're establishing over there, then we'll probably can get some land for purchase that way. Otherwise, we have to go through a resident there or a business, which, you know, the company I'm associated with over there, we can be able to purchase it that way, and we can handle all paperwork concerning that, but it will be under our company.
Okay. Now, those of you who are right now saying, well, I ain't got no money to be traveling to Africa, if you get your donations in, I explain to you how the society is designed to put money in your pocket. We're not bloodsuckers. We're not here to take money from you. We're here to put money in your pocket so that you can have money to invest in society. That's what the society is all about. The society is about making money for the beneficiaries, okay, which the trustees will be managing the beneficiaries' account, all right? So they get your donations in. If you're in the first 20 people that we're dealing with, you get your donations in, you're the first 20 people, you will have made enough money, you know, well, the society would have made enough money so that you will have enough money to travel or to go to different places if you want to, okay? So those of you who are on the line where I went through everything, we'll see how this works, okay? Now, we are actually a government. We have our own flag. The brother that Brother Siddiqui, he's just talking about the coat of arms. So we'll have our coat of arms set up and all that, you know? So we're getting there. This is a process because you've been living in the matrix for so long, you're not used to actually running things, you know. But we want you to come on in and run this government and make sure that everything is going the way it's supposed to go, okay? We only got about 2 minutes left. I'm just going to reiterate once again that if you don't have your passport, start working on your passport now, and if you don't have money to go to Africa, don't worry about it. Send your donation in, and we're going to hook you up with the money-making venture, some other stuff, where you will have money to travel and make these trips, okay? Before we stop streaming, I would like to do my closing assertion. That's why I'm hoping that maybe next Monday we call in just a little bit earlier, so that we can discuss some of the things that we need to discuss as a society, okay? You have some decisions that you have to make. What I was thinking, well, let me make this assertion before we stop streaming. I have walked the path of divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. All energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written, so let it be done. Okay. Now, you have some decisions to make. We have some decisions as far as the society is concerned. So you need to get in here as quickly as possible with your donation so we can make everything happen, okay? Now, trust me, all my grown children are signed up. You know, so they're going to be part of the first 20, I'm telling you. So you need to get in so you can be part of the first 20. That way you have money to do things. Come July, you'll have money to function with and to do things, okay? We only got about we got about 52 seconds left. So anything else you want to say over the next for the next 50 seconds, or anybody else want to make a comment or something, now would be the time. Pray, brother. Anything else you want to add right quick?
Yes, I was just letting people know that it's, the cost of going over there is only $800 to $1,000 round trip. You know, hotel stays is only $25 to $50 a night, you know. So, and then that's double occupancy. Double occupancy, you can add another $10. You got two beds. you share. So everybody's paying $25 a piece, you know, to be able to be roomed. So that's my main point to be made. But I will be sending a flyer out soon.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, thank you very much, brother. We got about, we're actually out of time right now. So you tune in Sunday. The next broadcast will be Sunday. And we'll be going over the Bible and how we're misusing the Bible and we're not getting power. And that's the instrument that will show us how to get power if we read it properly. So much love. Remember, love is the act that makes others feel good. And if you're doing that, we want you to have a feel-good day all day long. Much love, y'all.
All right, peace.